AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Hello and welcome to the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. I was a casting director for film and TV and commercials for over 30 years. I transitioned to a celebrity acting coach after I cast a film, New Jersey Drive, with executive producer Spike Lee and director Nick Gomez. I auditioned every rapper from Biggie Smalls to Tupac. And I realized that rappers and musical artists, they needed help transitioning to acting. My clients consist of musical artists from Busta Rhymes to Eve, Missy Elliott, Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club, and Vanessa Simmons, to name a few. I also coach sports stars and host as well. I feel I have the best of both worlds. As a casting director, I know exactly what they're looking for. And as an acting coach, I can coach you to be remembered in that room. Now, I know actors want to get the job. I get that. But being remembered by a casting director, that is powerful.
And now it's time for Meditation of the Day. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. Nelson Mandela. Everyone that knows me knows that I'm a swimmer, right? And I was terrified of water because, like a lot of people, when I was in summer camp, I got pushed in the pool and almost drowned. So I never wanted to swim or have the desire. But as I was getting older and moving into 40, my 40th year, I decided that whatever I was fearful of, I was going to confront it because I was not going to allow fear to deter me from doing something that I wanted to do. Well, I ended up going to the YMCA. I was taught by this amazing guy we called Coach Rich. He was a retired fireman. And I used to go to the pool like it was my job. I used to go to the pool at least 2 to 3 times a day, like 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. And then after work on the weekends, it was more like 3 times. But the point is, I did not allow fear to prevent me from meeting all the people that I met at the pool, engaging in, fundraisers for the children, their summer camp, We would swim. Today, be proud and confront your fears.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind everyone to look out for my new show, Inside the Black Box. I'll be co-hosting with the great Joe Morton. We'll be on Crackle Network real soon. I'll keep you posted. Welcome to the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. I have to exhale because I always tell you guys how blessed you are in meeting the guest on our show and learning about the guest on our show. But I'm taking an exhale because I've known this guest for a very long time, very long time. And it's a blessing to still be in touch with him, even though I don't talk to him, see him every day, none of that. I just feel like he's one of those people where you pick up where you left off. And he is one of the most talented people that I've been really blessed to work with in this industry. He is in a place in terms of departments, in terms of film and TV, where we don't glamorize it. We glamorize actors. We glamorize directors. We glamorize producers and even DPs.
Roger Deakins.
But we're going to give him mad love today, audience. I want you to literally stand up, put your hands together for the amazing, phenomenal storyboard artist in the industry, Warren Drummond.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Got to like build up to that, live up to it. Thank you, Trace.
Warren,
we go way back.
Seriously, you guys, we go back to 1994.
It was shot in 93. Oh, Drop Squad. You were in Drop Squad too. Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't work on Drop Squad, but I was around and then trying to get a job from Butch. And then he finally hired me to do an infomercial.
Drop Squad was shot in 93, released in 94 with Above the Rim because I used to work at Bloomingdale's and I left Bloomingdale's after years of being there to work on Above the Rim in June of 93. So yeah,
You guys, I want you to walk them through this extensive and phenomenal career. I just want to read a couple of things off to you guys. Like I always encourage my audience, Warren, to go to imdb.com and check the credits, right? Because I'm not playing games here. Y'all are. So let me tell you something. I'm going to start with Above the Rim, Drop Squad, Major Pain, Die Hard with a Vengeance. We're going to go to Rebound, Jungle to Jungle, The Devil's Own, Analyze This, A Beautiful Mind. Are y'all listening? I need y'all to listen because I need y'all to listen to not only his credits, but who he is working with. They called him. Okay. Continuing, The Bourne Identity, are we listening? Antoine Fisher, Biker's Boy, Too Fast, Too Furious. Let me get up here because you guys, you have to read every single credit. I'm serious. Rush Hour 3.
Chef.
Oh my God.
John Singleton's Chef.
Fences, because I love the play and I love the movie. It stood up to... You guys, Ride Along. Oh, my Lord. You have to read Grey's Anatomy. Oh, my God. Halloween. Hawaii 5-0. SWAT. I'm not even getting to closer to his present credits, you guys. I'm trying. I really am. Miss Marvel. Okay. Creed 3. Let me stop there.
A little work there.
Warren. And also nominated for 3 awards, you guys. Okay. So there's no games here. Warren, can you please tell us your road to storyboard on these memorable, magnificent classic films that you have been a part of?
This is where I say I was born a poor black child. grew up in Jamaica, Queens to John and Ruth Drummond. Went to art and design high school, had a friend in there, Dennis Cowan, is still out there kicking it in comic books. Went to SVA, School of Visual Arts in New York, worked at Bloomingdale's during my college years. And then I thought, okay, I'll just be out there during college. But after I graduate, I'll go right into being a freelancer. Didn't happen that way. So freelancing was hard. I did some work for Glamour magazine, freelance illustrations, the Source magazine, which was a big hip hop magazine, got some work in there. But it took me years, took me till 1993 to finally break out when I got my first offer to do a movie called The Drop Squad. Mm. And part of that came, I got to give props to my friend Gregory Mays, childhood friend of mine, that got me a short film that got me the samples to get the Drop Squad in the first place. And once I got the Drop Squad, my friend and Black filmmaker Rodney Stringfellow recommended me for the Drop Squad. And then I got Above the Rim.
Above the Rim. Mm-hmm.
Recommendations for that movie. So after that, it was still really slow. So even after getting my first big break, mm-hmm. It was still slow. And then it wasn't my first big movie was getting hired to do second unit work on Die Hard with a Vengeance. So second unit. So I didn't work with the main director, John McTiernan, who worked with Sam and Bruce Willis. I worked with the second unit director, who's also the stunt coordinator, a gentleman named Terry Leonard, who was one of the greatest stuntmen who ever lived. He's still a very close friend of mine. And Terry was Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, going underneath the truck. That was Terry Leonard. Mm-hmm. So that got me my first big A movie. And from there, once you have a big movie under your belt with samples, then I got some slowly picked up my motion, some motion. But then, so I started to finally figure it out in New York, and I got the big thing that changed my life, mm-hmm. with meeting my brother in arms, John Singleton, who I became. He's one of the best friends I ever have had, will ever have, or many people have had. He was just a great human being. Besides the filmmaking aspect of John Singleton, he was such a warm and inviting human being. And I love that guy like family. He was family to me, family to him. I knew his family. He knew my family, my son and wife. They loved him dearly. So we met in 90, we actually met at a Source Magazine's Christmas party. And I asked him, hey, because he had done Poetic Justice. So I said, hey, do you happen to have a storyboard artist? And he said, I got one. And that guy happened to be Peter Ramsey, who mm-hmm. later won an Academy Award for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. So flip ahead 3 years, 97, I got a call to do Shaft. So we got along really well. And Shaft was a long process. Shaft, it's...
I was there.
Yes, because we...
With Buster.
But Shaft, the thing about Shaft, though, it started mm-hmm. in 97. It was a different story. John had written the father-son script, which is totally different than what we saw with the Sam Jackson version of the movie. So John, yeah. John had a whole father-son script, and the studio wouldn't support the budget he wanted to have. They just were very cheap on that one. So it went into like turnaround, and he developing, and they had to find a lead actor for the son. That didn't work out. They had to rejigger it to be a single Shaft movie, get an actor, Sam. Sam came in, killed it. Sam killed it. And it was great seeing Sam because we became friends on Die Hard. Sam and I are both big comic book fans and fans of Asian action movies. So we got along famously. He was always fantastic. So I got to see him on that one. So that was great. That was a big one. And then I moved to Los Angeles. So I had to basically uproot everything and come to LA. And mm-hmm. who was there? And John was there for me then mm-hmm. to get me working his films in LA. And then we really just became Butch and Sundance. Then it was just, so then I got into the union and then I was able to do movies and just keep clawing and punching, clawing and punching, clawing your way up. Yeah.
One of the things that, you know, this is a part of filmmaking, this particular department that we don't talk about. Mm-hmm. And actors, I loved listening to Michael B. Jordan on when he talked. Yeah, and Ward's Kimmel, name, yeah. you guys, Ward's name, was it Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, so I love when Michael was talking about the importance, like, and you know, the casualness of it all, you guys, because he was like, yeah, you know, he called up Denzel, and Denzel said, listen, you gotta get with my boy Warren.
They were on set. They were on set doing a journal for Jordan.
Uh-huh.
So he calls me, Warren, hey, it's D. And the whole story of Michael was right next to him, and he said, I want you to work with Michael B. And Michael, and he put him on the phone with me. So it's like, Michael was like, I'll just picture him going like, hey, man, that I don't know, that I've met once briefly years ago. And he was like, put into this play date.
Right.
So he did work with me. I did work on the movie early on. So I did some conceptual work.
Right.
Wanted a certain way to film the box. He didn't want to just do the same thing that they've done in other boxing movies. So he wanted to have something that's more stylized. So work with some conceptual mainframe storyboards of how he wanted to shoot it. And I also did some scenes in the movie. And then the show went to Atlanta. And then they moved on, got some other people on doing storyboards. But I was there early on. So I broke him in.
Wow. I just thought it was, and this was right after we had confirmed you being on the show. Oh, yeah. And then here I see, I'm listening to the shout out to you. And I'm like, yes.
It was a shock call from my some cousins and for Florida called me up, and I was like, what?
Wow.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, it was fierce. It was just so, and for him to explain the fact that, you know, through the storyboarding, you got your shot list and so much that he learned. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, like, people don't know that process. Right. So, like, also in that department, are there a lot of people in that department that look like you?
That look like me. Well, in storyboards, I can say in comparison to, let's say, Teamsters, mm-hmm. very much people that don't look like you or I, or wow. the camera department. Storyboards is really who's the best artist or who's the artist that they like their style. It wow. is, I've been in this game for a long time, and I can say there are top artists who are Caucasian, Black, Asian, Latino. It doesn't matter. Storyboards, they just want good artists. Yeah. It's all about the style. They don't. That's one thing I've not had the issue with. What I have had an issue with mm-hmm. is particularly early on going into a production office and being the only Black person there.
Wow.
Jackie Robinson. I was like, even on a Black movie, you'd be wow. like, there are no Black people on this movie.
Wow. Or
very few. And there weren't any department heads, which is a very important thing, you know, because you can hire a PA or you could have somebody who's mm-hmm. running errands. But when you have someone who's the head of the department, when you have a Wynn Thomas, whom I love, who is a top-notch production designer running the department. If you have a Teamster cap like Kenny Gaskins in New York, who runs a department, when you have location people, my niece in New York, Malika Johnson, she's a scout and she a lot of big movies. But when you have department heads, when you have, you know, there are very few Black DPs, okay? There mm-hmm. are even Black production office coordinators. Mm-hmm. How many are there in other areas where we run the department?
Right.
That's a big thing. So it's not just how many of us people of color are there.
Right.
How many are running? How many Black stunt coordinators are there? Jeff Ward.
Ward.
That's my brother. Yeah. There.
I worked with him on New York Undercover.
That's right. He's a dear friend of mine. But how many of us are running departments? Mm-hmm. So that has to change. Mm-hmm. So I think that there have been some changes there, but it's still a long way to go as far as getting representation for also not just people of color, but mm-hmm. women in yes. being department heads. How many female stunt coordinators are there?
Yeah.
In other departments where, how many women directors and writers, screenwriters.
Right.
And I can say that I'm married to a very talented hyphenate, Betty K. Bynum. I love you, baby. And she is in the WGA. She's in SAG. Yeah. She's immensely talented screenwriter, actress, comes mm-hmm. from a singing background. But it's hard for Black women writers out there, like all the people who weren't recognized for The Woman King. Let's not forget all the talented people. Yes. Gina Bythewood, Viola, Shauna Lynch, let's say, who were not recognized by the Academy. And you know, that type of movie would be the Oscar bait, usually, if it was a bunch of blonde Amazons, but it wasn't. So there are mm-hmm. things that Hollywood still has to work out.
So I have a question that, like, just because, you know, the whole purpose of my show, Inside the Black Box, mm-hmm. I created this show 19 years ago now, but as a platform for people of color to talk about their experiences, because they're totally different from our counterpart, right? Our white counterpart. And so, it's frightening to think that in 2023, we have a long way to go.
Yes.
And I can't even tell you the stories on Crackle TV. Download the Crackle app for free. Right. Season one to season two, that the stories just, you know, from Darnell Martin, like Tracy you know, an executive in 2020 told her she had a list of 5 Black casting directors. And he said, wow, I didn't know there were so many Black casting directors out there. To hearing you say, yes, I'm here at this point. I've opened so many doors. There are probably so many people standing on your shoulders that we still have a long way to go.
Yes. And again, Black casting directors. Another shout out to my cousin, Maria Nelson, and a partner, Ellen Marshall, who are top notch.
Who I love. Those are my people.
They helped get me on the Brother Rim. So, you know, all of you have to be recognized, you know, so you can get on big movies.
Right.
Another thing, how many of our friends who are top notch people in the sound department and they have trouble getting themselves onto big movies? And they're just as good or better than people out there. So there's a way to go.
So do you mentor?
Yes, whenever I can, as a matter of fact, I have a friend, Brian McGee, who I mentored early on for storyboards. He's a fantastically talented artist. I mentored him. I have a friend, James Zark, out here in LA. I mentored him. You give back, but I will mentor people who have the talent and who have the wherewithal and who have the drive to work hard. But I will especially work hard for people of color and for women in the business. The people that will get the less, I'll put more into, because you don't have people caping for them. So I have mentored, let's say, young Black artists. I have mentored for any people who don't get that shine on them, that need the help. Everyone doesn't have access to have my dad or my mom works in the industry and they can help me get there. You need to have people out there who help. I've had help. I've had people that looked out for me in the industry that helped, that put my name out there. So got to do it. Got to throw the rope back.
So I agree, because like, you know, Twinkie Bird, I can laundry list all the casting directors that, you know, that assisted me and have gone on and have their careers now. And there's a reason why there are no casting schools, casting books, casting training seminars, right? Mm-hmm. Same with agents. So take us, because I want actors out here now who are, you know, didn't know about this department or are now great artists and thinking, wow, I could use my talent in this. Take us through the process when you're hired by a producer for a studio film.
Well, then you might get a phone call with the director to make sure if you guys have chemistry, do you get along? It depends on who the director is. Some directors are very much, some are laid back. Mm-hmm. Some are more, they just want to do the work and buy the book. So people can be a mix. Are they funny? Do they have a sense of humor? But also what kind of style? But the important thing is, do they like your style? Because forward artists, like actors, we're different. We all come with a different set of tools. Some people are great at doing comedy. Some are great at doing action, period movies. Some people are great with doing costumes. Some are more detail-oriented, some are really good with movement to make you feel what's going on. Just like the same way that you cast an actor, you cast a storyboard artist. And a lot of us can do a lot of different things. Just because you do one genre doesn't mean that you can't do another. I've done horror movies, I've done a lot of comedies, I've done action movies, I've done dramatic movies, so I can do a lot of different things. But there are people that, let's say, people that draw spaceships very well, they would get a light on a sci-fi movie. People that draw animals well will get, if there's a horse movie, I've gotten that before, where people will ask me, can you draw a horse? Have you done that? And that's, they get really particular as far as what your skill set is. So everyone doesn't get the shot at doing everything.
Right.
But if people they know give you great praise, you have a much easier time being hired. So we'll go through that. And then I'll ask them, like when I work with Denzel, on Antoine Fisher. I asked him, what's your visual paradigm for the movie? And he said, it would be ordinary people, because it's a very similar movie. So Denzel's not a very, he's not a flashy director. He's a lot like Clint Eastwood in that department, as far as how they shoot things very simply. They like the actors' work. So I know something that he said that he liked work with me, because I don't just show him what he wants, but I show him what he does not want. So he doesn't like dramatic angles or actiony things. He likes certain way. Other directors want to have low angles, wide angles, lens things, and all that. So it depends on what the director needs. So I go over that, and then we go over how he wants a scene. How do they want a certain scene shot? Sometimes directors will have everything lined up. Like John Singleton would shot list everything. He like Fast and Furious, a scene might have a 200 shots listed down for a single scene, because he would go into shot number one, wide shot, shot number two, camera booms down, shot number 2A, camera goes to from a master shot to a mini master. He'd be very detailed every shot, but he'd also could also leave me room to be creative. Other directors are, they have certain shots in mind, but they don't have everything. So they know that they'll have this part of the scene locked, they have another part locked, but the middle, do what you want. And then you have other directors who aren't visual at first, like Ron Howard on A Beautiful Mind. I came in to help another friend of mine, my friend Rick Mason, who is another artist. So he called me on to help out. And Ron Howard does not, or at least for that movie, did not shot list. He would just, we talk about the scene, and then he let us, the artists, come up with the first pass. And then Ron would come in and say, okay, I like this, I don't like that, change this, keep that. And that's how we work for there. So there's no one single way a board artist works with a director.
That's great. And then for you, I would imagine, because you've worked with so many of the greats in the industry, that have you thought about directing yourself?
Oh, hell yeah. My wife, Betty, 2018. So my son, Josh. So Josh had written a short film script, and we're talking. So the family's talking about the table, and Betty said, "So you're going to direct the short?" I was like, "Okay." And because my thing, I got into the business to write. I love to write more than anything. I thought about directing the back of my head.
Right.
But writing was selling that script first. That was the main thing besides doing storyboards. But Betty saw the talent, but she have a mate who loves you, who knows your potential, and who will push you. Betty will push the hell out of me. So she said, "You're going to direct."
Wow.
I'll say, "Yes, ma'am."
Yes.
And so then I had to get a plan how to want to shoot it. So I had to storyboard the short out that my son, he wrote it, he acted in it, he scored it. He's very talented also. Josh Drummond, yes, that's my boy.
Wow.
So, and Betty did everything else. She did like 12 jobs on the movie. But I had to, think like a director, because I had to then be the leader and lead people. So on set, things happen on set. You have to be able to navigate if something happens that's not planned, because a lot of things that aren't planned will happen to you. So how do you compensate for that? So I had to plan out the shot list with the DP Carl Hahn and go from there. So that was the first thing. But I definitely do and will direct some shorts this year, because directing, I got to do it. Like I got to not be that guy to just hands it off. I got to be the person that says, no, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah. So that's because I just, we're at the end of our interview. It went by fast. I didn't even get a chance to ask other questions. So you always have an invitation back on here.
I'll come back.
But I said that to you because as an acting coach, I've been so blessed to be on, you know, with John Singleton on Shaft and, you know, Gus Van Sant, so many amazing directors that, you know, they would always come up to me and they would say, Tracy, what do you think, you know, after a shot, right? And I would have this bubble on my head. And I remember John was looking at me one time because he was like, Tracy, what do you think of that shot? And I was like, and in my head, I was like, I think I should be the director if you go ask me what I think.
You know? Good story.
Huh?
Oh, no, very quickly.
Go ahead.
On Antoine Fisher, I had done the script, the sketch of the, and Antoine Fisher, he also sketches, the character does, and he was doing a drawing of a cricket. I did the drawing for the cricket. I did the actual sketch that's in the movie. On set, Denzel said, Warren, go direct that shot. So the shot of Derek Luke in the movie drawing, I directed that shot in the movie. And I had to give him direction off camera. So Denzel, thank you again. Brother D, he got me my first official directing job in the industry that people have seen.
Excellent. And that was
actually years ago. So I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
No. That was excellent. That was, I mean, really, really excellent. Like, that's the reason why I was saying that you have immersed yourself with the greats too. And I would love to see what you could do, you know, with all of this work and experience. It's just going to be
fun. Coming.
We'll have you back on, you know, for the premiere of your film. So now.
Yes. Lock it in. Lock it in.
Oh, Warren, amazing. All day today, I was like, I can't wait to see Warren because this is going to be a good one. Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, hold on. We have two spirited actors who have questions for you, Warren. Yes. So Elsa's going to bring them on and tell us their names.
Okay.
Yes, today we have Miss Kenya Halinger.
Okay.
You can come on, Kenya, and ask your question.
All right. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. So my question is, have you ever worked with a director that was very difficult? And if so, how did you deal with that?
Grin and bear it. most feature people have been fine by and large. Everyone has people that they don't always click with, and you just kind of deal with it. And I also work with DPs, directors of photography. They can hire me. I work with stunt coordinators also. You just gotta you get past it. Cause I've done very well feature-wise, but sometimes on commercials or whatever, even on second unit, there have been issues where it's just not great. It's a job, go home, take a breath.
Okay.
But you just be professional at all times.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kenya.
You're welcome.
And next up, we have Miss Monet Sharice.
Hey, Monet.
Hey. Wow. I am so happy to be here. First of all, wow. Okay, Warren Drummond. All right, I'll stop being a groupie. So my question to you, I can't help it, you know, because I did do my research and I have actually an animated piece. So my question to you is, what are your thoughts about the animation Bible? What should the contents be to you? What should that look like?
Well, I'm not an animator per se. I'm a live action. So I do live action films. So I would say for anyone that wants to do live action storyboards or just direct, there's this great book called Shot by Shot by Stuart Katz. It's a directing book, but it has storyboards in there. But I'm a big fan of animation. And by the way, my family and I are getting into animation because my wife and son wrote a book, children's book behind me. I'm a brilliant little black boy, and we were developing it to be an animated project. So we're going to be pitching it very soon. We have some great people involved, including the great Peter Ramsey and great manager, producer, Tarek Heitman. So nice. Betty, Josh, and I and the team are working on that. So look for that to be an animated project very soon.
Beautiful.
So, for live very action, cool. Shot by shot, great book. I recommend it highly.
Okay. Okay. For some reason, I also thought you did animation as well.
Soon, that project, that would be it. But I,
you must have foresaw that.
I did do some work on the latest Space Jam as one of the storyboard artists. That would be like probably it as far as animated feature work.
Okay. Because I love your storyboards, like when you look at the storyboards and the actual shots, because I saw some of those, you know, and I was like, it was unbelievable how spot on you are, you know. I'm like, geez.
It helps.
Yeah.
Thank you, Monet, for your question. And thank you again, Warren. You're still blessed. Warren is going to hang out for us for class and session. So we'll be right back with the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. And we're going to come back with Warren Drummond.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome back to the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore, and we are still blessed. We have Warren Drummond in the house, live in the house. And now we're coming up to class and session, where I like to play and get a chance for you to see some of our Spirit Actor alumni. So Elsa's going to introduce the actors, and we are going to go right into the scene.
All right.
So today for class and session, we have three of our Spirited Actor podcast veterans. We have Miss Shamika Nelson.
Hello.
And Shamika just also happened to write this scene for today.
All right. Excellent.
And thanks. Then we have Mr. Alfonso Walker Jr.
Bless.
Hello.
And we have Miss Monet Sharice back to to show you her acting skills this time.
Hello again.
Hello.
All right, so let's get started. Today's scene is Complicated Murder Case, written by Shamika Nelson. Interior, house of Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. Sounds of three crying children pleading for the release of their mother while watching her being arrested for murdering their father. Nakia Johnson speaking to her 18-year-old daughter.
Maya, look at me. Look at me. Maya Chantel. Focus and wipe those tears. Call Attorney Lopez and tell her to meet me at the 4th District precinct. Get that? Hey, everything's just gonna be okay.
It's time to go.
Interior, 4th District Police Station.
Sergeant Johnson, what the hell happened?
Well, hello to you too, Jack.
I already see where this is about to go. Sergeant Johnson, I'm trying to help you.
Help me? You already know that anything I said will be used against me. So save all of your questions for when Attorney Lopez arrives.
All right, look, I apologize for being so direct. It's protocols. I haven't seen your girls in like almost 2 years. They're growing up so quick.
Jack. I wrote the PhD on how to utilize the rapport building tactic. As a matter of fact, I believe I taught you. So like I said, hold your questions.
Attorney Lopez rushes in.
Seriously, guys, are handcuffs really necessary?
Yes. Sergeant Johnson is accused of killing her husband, Judge Johnson.
Wow. Okay. That's a serious allegation. What evidence do you have to prove that?
His blood on her clothing.
Oh, the same blood that happens to be on the suspect you already have in custody?
Okay, look, Sergeant Johnson, I'm sure that the prosecuting attorney would love to hear your story. I'm sure she can work something out.
Speaking of prosecuting attorney, Walker, you should let her know that this case has already been picked up by Attorney General Kowalski. Hold tight, Sergeant. You'll be out shortly.
See.
Wow. Okay. Round of applause to you, actors. All right, Warren, whatever feedback you want to give them, anything.
Y'all good. The handcuffed detective loved you, felt you were, I saw a cop in there, strong, very strong, and the fact that you wrote the book that he was trying to play on you was great. I love the detective, your friend, trying to use a tactic. Both of you have really great speaking voices also, so that worked for me. But I felt that you two had a past and you both carried it through very well. The attorney added a whole different feel, a levity almost. She didn't have to be as intense as the cops because they have all the, but the attorney came in and, hey, I'll get you out really soon. So I thought everything worked really well and very well balanced.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's great, Spirit Actor. Love guys, Shamika, Alfonso, and Monet. Thank you so much. And once again, everybody, let's put our hands together for storyboard extraordinaire, getting ready to be director extraordinaire. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ward Drummond.
Yeah. And thank you very much. And this is the first time I've had someone clap for me with handcuffs on. And if it's not the first time, I got a problem, okay? My wife will have a problem, a big one. So I just want to say this first time, I'm not into that, y'all. So just get it up. Don't play that. The handcuffs with the...
So much fun. Thank you, so much fun.
Thank you all.
All right. Pleasure. We're going to be back on the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore, and I'm going to give you guys a little bit of love. And now it's time to give love. So recently, I had to deal with a business situation. And I wasn't happy about it, but I prayed for the right words. I prayed for clarity. The fear wasn't confronting the situation because I don't know about you, but I like to sleep peacefully at night. So after I had to approach the person for a conversation, I honestly said all the points that I wanted to make, and I didn't waver. The fear didn't exist because I felt a peace and a security that was in the comfort of my truth, and it allowed me to speak my truth. And it didn't allow fear to come in. It was like my armor. You got to build armor around yourself to protect your soul from the dream bursters, from the yabba dabba do people, the naysayers, the haters. You have to protect your soul from that energy because that is where the fear comes from. It's their fear that we allow to come into us. Protect your spirit. Protect your soul, protect your life, because it's worth it.
Don't forget to look out for us on our new show, Inside the Black Box. My co-host will be Joe the Legend Morton. It's going to be the Spirited Actor Podcast on steroids. We'll be streaming on the Crackle Network. I'll keep you posted.
Thank you for joining us on the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. I look forward to our next Spirited Podcast. Thank you.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.